how I was abducted by someone I tried to help. Christian Chinedu narrates his ordeal. By Mary Bassey. Mr. Christian Chinedu Andrew has narrated how he was abducted and duped by someone he tried to help, detained and extorted by the police. He narrated his ordeal through a post on his Facebook wall. According to him, "I wouldn't have been alive today if not for God. A lot of things went wrong between January and February, but glory to God who gave me victory, and today I make bold to say I am the man God has marvelously helped." He revealed that one of his clients living with HIV that he supports kidnapped and robbed him, and the police detained him after extorting money from him. He said, "I swore into action by advising, counseling, recommending, and most of all, I became an unofficial treatment supporter. But what I got in return was a conspiracy to abduct me. When I stopped by to see him at a bar to know how he was doing after he told me on phone that he was having depression." Furthermore, he disclosed that his abductors demanded 500,000 naira, and when all hope failed, they resulted in calling his contacts to demand money or kill him. Two accomplices were arrested, but the culprit made away with all his goods worth thousands of naira and his personal belongings. Feeling bitter about reporting the matter to the police, he recalled that 10,000 naira was demanded for the case file, 1,000 naira for entry and other logistics. He was tricked and detained for 5 days without access to his phone. He was eventually bailed by his lawyers after another payment. The police kept his phone for 2 months after granting him bail. According to him, the police have refused to go after his abductors, even with the fact that they know where to find the culprit. Mr. Christian said he came back to Calabar with a heavy migraine, but it's fine now. This is the voice of Patrick Obia.